As we begin this season of Lent, of course we began officially on Ash Wednesday, but this is the first Sunday of Lent. The Sundays have preeminence in the liturgy. And so in a sense, we are beginning the season of Lent today with this vigil of the first Sunday of Lent. But we go back to the beginning, and that's the way, good place to start. Because if we come in the middle of things, in medias res, as we say in Latin, if you remember from your literature classes, that term is used also in English. In medias res, in the middle of everything, you don't know what on earth is going on. But we begin at the beginning. And the Lord God commanded Adam and Eve not to eat of that one tree, the fruit of that one tree. And of course, nobody knows. There's all kinds of theories by different people what the fruit was. Because usually you have an apple, which is ridiculous. It would have not been an apple. Anyway, God told him, don't eat of that. The question here is obedience. And we are always disobedient to God. And every time we sin, we are disobedient to God. We're following our parents, Adam and Eve. Now, mind you, remember that they are now Saint Adam and Saint Eve. Their feast is December 24th. Interesting. But they were saints. They were created saints. And they lost it by their disobedience. And of course, the disobedience came forth from curiosity, one of the best and worst sources of sin. Curiosity and doing things that we're not supposed to do. And then here we have the serpent, who is not really a serpent. It is Satan disguised like a serpent. And of course, most people don't think of serpents as something that you want to be around. Now, there are some people who do. I always find that to be very weird. But anyway, I will not have any serpents in my house. My two cats and my little Yorkie are enough. And they don't tempt me to sin. But the serpent was Satan, who was originally Lucifer, the brightest, most beautiful angel. Sometimes when there is a lot of beauty, that leads one to pride. And you see this in a lot of times when you see these young women and young men that are very beautiful and very handsome. They look in the mirror all the time, and they're full of pride. And so, that was the sin of Adam and Eve, the first sin, and the first sin of Satan, of Lucifer. He lost the title. Christ is now Lucifer. And that we sing in the beautiful sequence of the Easter Vigil, the Exultet. The Lucifer that knows not the loss of light. The first Lucifer created by God, the most beautiful angel, lost his light. He is now dark and the prince of darkness and evil. So he comes and tempts Eve. Now Eve and Adam were innocent. They did not know anything. They didn't even know they were naked. And of course, it wasn't a sin for them because they had no evil. If we look at nakedness in our lives here today, we commit a sin usually because it is evil. Because we are evil. We have original sin even if we have been washed in the baptismal font. But there remains, the fomes peccati remains, the remains of original sin. But not them. They didn't even know. They were doing nothing wrong. They were the way God created them. And so, of course, I'm glad because I certainly don't want to go around naked. And I think it would be horrible for those people who are designers of clothes if they lost their business because nobody wore clothes. Whereas a lot of people wear clothes or little clothes that are disgusting. But anyway, we won't go there. And of course, we remind everyone here that this is the holy house of God. We must dress properly to come. Not as if we were going to Walmart or some other such place. This is the house of God. And so they sin. And they are expelled from the Garden of Eden, from paradise. But not totally. In Genesis 3:15, God promises to send his son through the woman. The woman who is Mary, most holy, the Immaculate Conception. And then this takes many centuries, perhaps in some cases thousands of years. It depends on who you are. Some people say that it's only 6,000 years. Some people say it's more. It doesn't make any difference to me. It's a long time, many, many lifetimes. And so we have finally, when it's right. And things happen only when it is right. And it is right according to God's decision, to God's perspective, because he is God. And so he comes. And St. Paul speaks of this beautifully in today's epistle to the Romans. Transgression came through one man, and of course, he doesn't say anything about the woman. St. Paul doesn't usually talk too much about women. Anyway, he was a rabbi, and they had their own set of rules. The Pharisees and all that, they did not talk too much about women. Women were kept in the background, outside. Everybody complains about women's lib and the church being against women. No. The first organization in the world to be open to women, and of course the first one was Mary, is the Holy Catholic Church. But everything must be in its place. Men don't have babies, women do. And if you don't like that, talk to God when you die. If you can see him, you may not. So, St. Paul was in this vein of thought, but he didn't mean anything by it. But the church has taught us what it is, that both the sons and daughters of God who sinned through Adam and Eve now are to be redeemed through Mary and Jesus. And then, in the gospel, and if you were here last night or have read my book on the Stations of the Cross, which was a long time in writing, and it's a horribly painful thing for me. When I was in the seminary in high school, I would say the Stations every day. And it was so horrible for me that my spiritual director said, "You can no longer say the Stations every day. Maybe Fridays in Lent, because you will not survive. You will die." And so I obeyed. If I had not obeyed, I would not be here. And of course, last night was the first time, and it was horrible for me, because I am right there. I can see everything that's going on. And so the suffering is too much. But here, if you have read that, you will see that there are two times in the life of Christ, maybe three if you want to call that, but I think it's really two, that the devil is allowed to approach him. This is one, the first time. But the devil was not sure that it was Jesus, the Son of God. He just thought he was the son of the carpenter Joseph. That was hidden from him. It was secret knowledge. And the second time that the devil and his minions are allowed to approach Christ, as we see in the Stations, is during the Passion. All throughout the Passion, the devil taunts him. And there's nothing worse than when somebody thinks they're better than you, that they're taunting you. You know, I remember, you know, as a child, "Ha, ha, 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 who do you think you are? You're not better than me." Ha. The devil does that. And he does that to Christ.
at the Passion.
So you are the Son of God. Why are you being tortured? Why are you being scourged so that blood is all over the floor? And as the Blessed Mother told one of the missionaries, I think it was Venerable Anne Catherine Emmerich, that you could see his bones. Why are you being crowned with thorns? A crown whose thorns, a plant whose thorns were so strong that they were used as nails by carpenters in the Holy Land at that time. Why are you being nailed upon the cross? And the cross, from being a source of curse, which it was in the Roman Empire and in other empires that used the cross as their capital punishment, becomes for us a source of glory and light. All of us have crosses. We make the sign of the cross. We look upon the cross. And in this instance, as I have mentioned before, this magnificent cross, which supposedly comes from Spain, Christ is alive. He is still suffering for us. He's reminding us of how much he suffered for us. He, who would never have known pain had it not been inflicted upon him. And so Christ is tempted by the devil. And each time Christ uses the sacred scripture to chase him off. And finally, get away, Satan. Be gone, Satan. The Lord your God shall you worship. Him alone shall you serve. And of course, the devil thought he was God. He was the most beautiful of angels. And those of the other angels that followed him, they were all cast into the eternal fires of hell, which are also there waiting for you in case you don't shape up. And there they are, and once in a while, they're allowed to come out to tempt us. And how do we fight him? The same way Jesus did. How do we fight him? By the use of the sacraments. By the use of the sacramentals. Holy water, the rosary, the cross. All these things which are blessed and which bring us the life of Christ. So we begin Lent. This wonderful and horrible season of penance. Don't waste it. It may be your last. It may be my last. I do not want to waste it. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.